Missouri Net News, I'm Bill Wise. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a stop in the St. Louis area of Ferguson yesterday to rally support for two bills. Pelosi joined Eastern Missouri Congressman Lacey Clay and other elected officials at the Urban League Empowerment Center about the proposals that would expand voting rights and change laws about concealed campaign gifts.
As we're going to the heart of the Constitution of the United States, the right to vote, which our founders in their wisdom, enabled the Constitution to be amended to do.
Clay, a fellow Democrat, is the co-sponsor of both measures. Missouri's House Speaker says the 2019 session's first half has been successful. Speaker Elijah Haar says the House has given final approval to 70 bills, adding that economic growth remains a top priority for House Republicans.
We've passed four separate workforce development proposals. Obviously, those were priority for our members as well as for the executive branch.
The House has voted 101-49 to approve one of Governor Mike Parson's top priorities called the Fast Track Program. It's aimed at adults who are working toward a certification, undergraduate degree, or a credential for a high-demand occupation. That bill is now in the Senate. A new task force is coming up with ways to help protect Missouri students from potential security threats. Missouri K-12 Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven, a member of the task force, says the group is committed to ensuring that Missouri schools remain among the safest places for children.
School leaders and teachers across Missouri work hard every day to keep students safe at school. It's an ongoing effort. The types of threats and the degree of their complexities are ever-changing.
The governor who formed the task force says school security threats are a complex issue that cannot have a one-size-fits-all approach. And a priest at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Jefferson City has been removed after accusations that he violated boundaries with a minor. The local bishop says Father Jeffrey Brooke is not allowed to function publicly as a priest while on administrative leave during an investigation. Flooding is inevitable for a state bordered by two major rivers, but that does not mean taking the danger for granted.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol has additional marine operations troopers and swift water rescue equipment in northwest Missouri. The patrol has already conducted swift water rescues in Holt County after the levee breach on the Nishnabotna River. The governor's office also warns that standing water can carry infectious diseases and hide other hazards, including road damage, glass and sewage. Storm drains are an extremely dangerous situation for anyone caught in the current, so avoid walking through floodwater and keep children from playing in it. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
Senator Blunt has been disinvited from a local GOP gathering in Christian County, Missouri, next month amid a backlash over his vote to block President Donald Trump's use of emergency powers to build a border wall. Blunt was one of 12 Republicans who joined Democrats in voting against Trump's national emergency declaration. This is news on Missouri Net.